we're carrying out a graduated response to this, and we're working, it's a graduated policing response, and we're working on what they call the 4E's, a four-step, engaging with people, and lots of people would have had that, explaining to people if they're not sure of what's happening, encouraging them then to comply, and lastly, but not least, to enforce, and we'd rather not get to that stage. So what happens is we have what they call a COVID policing response, and we're based out here at the CoLab and the Letterkenny Institute of Technology campus. We have been here from the start. We work a 12-hour shift, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And in that, we carry out what they call community engagement patrols and crime prevention detection patrols. So we do that, checking on lockups at certain times, like overnight and all of that. And then we're doing the rolling checkpoints as well, as you've spoken about.
Now, what we're hearing from Gardaí nationally and from the Commissioner is that by and large, there is compliance. There is widespread compliance nationally. The actual enforcement powers have been used very scarcely, and there generally isn't a need, and the encouragement and the explanation tends to be doing the job. Is that, that's also, I take it, the experience in Donegal?
It is, and you know, we're moving into what they call phase one now today, and what they're saying is that this is a critical time now for our country, our health and our economy. There has been high compliance to date, and that's kind of contributed to moving on to this new phase, and we have to thank people for that. By and large, I've been out doing the checkpoints myself, as you said. People are compliant. You know, the people that are turning up at the checkpoints are the essential workers. They have their documentation with them and all that. We would have noted, sort of, particularly between maybe the hours of 11 o'clock and 4 o'clock, you have people coming out, probably just taking a chance to see how far they can get, or maybe the boredom or the cabin fever has overwhelmed them or whatever, and they feel they want to get out. And, you know, I suppose that's a natural human phenomenon. Shop people would tell us, you know, that sometimes you see the same people in every day just buying the 3 and 4 items. And our job then is to try and discourage that, because at the end of the day, the bottom line is, if we adhere, if we do the community response and the community effort, we can save the lives of our family, friends and colleagues, neighbours, and, you know, people who have suffered bereavement over this period, that had to grieve in isolation as such, you know, and it has been a very difficult time for everybody. Hopefully there's a chink of light now. I would say, I do think myself, that there'll probably be strict monitoring now of the dates from the 18th of May, which is today, onward towards the 8th of June.